Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. Stuart Young, calling in from London, England, is our special guest today. And we're going to be speaking with Stuart right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all. Remember, you can always catch me at MathersRodney@yahoo.com. That's MathersRodney@yahoo.com. Drop me a line. Hey, everybody, and welcome back. My special guest today, calling in from London, England, is Stuart Young. He's got a book called How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, and we're going to be talking to Stuart about how to do that. Stuart, how are you?
Hey, I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me, Robbie.
What time is it in London right now? It's 4:30 here in Houston, Texas.
We've got about 10:30 over here.
Oh, wow. It's
bedtime.
It's bedtime, huh?
Really bedtime.
Stuart, let's start off with talking a little bit about your background and just give us a little bit about that, and so we'll know where you're coming from.
Sure. I born and raised just north of London, studied at college to be a graphic designer. I then was a graphic designer for about 8 or 9 years until I moved into the print side. I managed a print company for about 9 years, and then eventually I decided to go it alone and start my own company. And that's kind of, that was about 10 years ago, and that's where my kind of epiphany was. Something radical and incredible happened, which was a catalyst for me making a lot of changes in my life, and that happened about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And you start the book talking about what the book is about and why you wrote it. So why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, the premise and why you decided to write a book like this?
Yeah, sure. I was kind of one of those guys that was just ticking over. I got married. I was divorced. I was looking after my young daughter on the weekends, and my job was really getting me down because I was managing a company, and it was a print company, and it was quite busy, and it's taking up all of my time and a lot of my weekend time, which was my time with my daughter. And slowly but surely, it was really getting me down. But I kind of felt stuck. I kind of felt that I didn't have any options, and I had a confidence issue as well, where I wasn't sure if I could, you know, get a better job somewhere else. Even though I had lots of interests and I knew I had quite some good skills, I just found myself in this rut. And one day I was passing an alternative health center, and they had like an open day. And it was in my village where I lived. And I thought that day, well, do you know what? I'm just going to go in. I've often looked through the window. I'll just go in because I've always been interested in psychology and, you know, all those kinds of different kinds of alternative health and things. My jury's out on a lot of it, but I'm interested and I'm open-minded. And so that day I went in and I saw a few different people, and the last person I saw on my way out was a hypnotherapist. And he was just finishing like a little session a little free session trying to help some lady give up smoking. And as I said, I've always been interested in all things psychology. So I kind of hung around a little bit. I thought, let's have a little talk to this guy. And pretty soon he finished with this lady and he kind of like turned to me and he said, do you want to sit down and have a chat for 15 minutes? So I shook his hand and we sat down and he asked me a question. And the question led me to just come up with an answer. And at that moment, I thought, oh, I'm just answering. I'm just finding something to say just to answer this question. But actually, when I thought about it afterwards, I realized that question went straight to the heart of what my problem was. And the answer I gave was the thing that we kind of dealt with for about 15 minutes. And I shook his hand and I left. And it took about 5 minutes to walk home to my house. And by the time I put the key in the door, I felt like I was levitating. There was this kind of like sense of euphoria coming over me.
Wow.
And that was it. From that moment, within 3 months, everything had changed. I'd quit my job. I'd started my own company. I'd started finding out how to sell my paintings. I'd been painting for about 20 years. I'd never sold anything. And I started looking into that. And to this day, that's now 10 years ago, I've sold probably somewhere between 600 and 700 paintings, just as a hobby.
Wow.
And I've written books. One of my things was I wanted to write books, and I've written a book, a fiction book, and now I've got this book, How to Change Your Life on Dead Time. And so a couple of years ago, I was sitting, having a cup of tea, and I found the woman of my dreams and married her in October. That was another one. I was on my own for 9 years, so you can see I was really stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So I was sitting in my kitchen, having a cup of tea, stroking my dog, and I was thinking about that moment, that day, and I thought, wow, that was such a small thing to happen, yet it was the catalyst for this massive radical change. I wonder if that had happened to anyone else, it probably wouldn't have done anything. You know, it wouldn't have made a big impact on their life. So I started to think of what are all of the things that I know that might influence somebody's life so that it could become their catalyst. Mm-hmm. And so I started trawling my memory of all these techniques and strategies and tactics, psychological, thinking about, well, you know, this one could affect somebody, this one could affect somebody, this one could affect somebody. I wonder if I can think of 100 of these things, you know, doing this kind of exercise, doing that kind of mind strategy, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then if I could think of 100, I could put them in a book, and that book might be able to help people. They might read the whole book, and one of those things might be their catalyst. And so I started writing them. And before I knew it, they were just pouring out of me. I had to keep making notes every day, making
really?
More and more notes. And in the end, I wrote 365.
Mm-hmm. And I really like the way the book is laid out, because what you do is you give a suggestion starting in January for each day, I believe, and
and
we're going to go over some of those. But first, I wanted to ask you a little bit about, before you started giving out those suggestions, you wrote down 10 things that were good about you and 10 things that you needed to change. Do you recommend that people do that? And also, I'm sure you do, but also, what kinds of things did you write down in both categories so that we won't be shy about writing stuff down?
To be honest, that was 2 years ago when I wrote that book. And there's a lot of things that have happened in between time, and I've learned more things as mm-hmm. I'm always learning more things. In fact, I make it my goal to learn something new every single day. And so would I start with that exercise? I don't know right now if I was suggesting it to somebody, but it is a great exercise to do. And I would say start with anything. So all of the things that you're good at and that you're proud of about yourself, and it could be a skill or it could be a personality trait. It could be the, you know, friends that you have. All of these things define who we are. And so I would exhaust a list of those things so that you can get in touch with all of the great stuff about yourself, because we can beat ourselves up, you know, from here till next Friday easily. We have no problem thinking of things that we're bad at. So we need to kind of like reframe a little bit it and think of all the things that we're good at and remind ourselves of that. But obviously, on the other hand of that, we need to find our foibles and our weak parts and the bits that need improving. So we need to get a handle on those as well. So, and again, writing them down puts them out there. They no longer exist in our mind, jostling around for room in there with the gazillion other thoughts that are going on. We actually put them out and we make them tactile. We can actually read them. We can see them. And once we see them, we can actually then start to focus on what are the ways to improve those things. What's the way to fix that issue? What's the way to improve that weakness, if that's the way we want to go? So it's a great exercise to start with. And I put down everything. As I just said, I just put down, you know, whatever my skills were, whatever I thought my strengths were, and I put down stuff where I was thinking, do you know what? I'm really not good at just getting, I'm a procrastinator. I need to just get started and get going. In fact, that was the thing that started that whole ball rolling. The question I got asked was, what's the one thing you'd like to change about yourself today? And my answer was, I want to make better decisions faster. And as I said, I thought I was just making that up, but actually that was the absolute thing that I needed to change. And from that moment, that was my real weak spot. That was my Achilles heel. And I started making decisions super fast. I just made decisions. And I was thinking, do you know what? If I get it wrong, I get it wrong. I can make another decision tomorrow, the next day, the next day, and change the path as I go along. So I stopped being afraid of getting stuff wrong. And I got stuff wrong. And I'm still getting stuff wrong. And I'm going to continue getting stuff wrong, but I'm not afraid of that.
Okay. You also kind of get started by, I think on the first day, by saying to write some goals. And I wanted to ask you about that exercise, some life goals. Now, what's a good number of goals? Is it different from person to person? Do we write short-term goals and then long-term goals? Do we write five things down that are, you know, going to fall within expectation level? Do we shoot for the stars? Tell us a little bit about the goal writing.
I would say that a healthy number of goals to start this exercise off, if you've never done it before, or even if you have done it before, is try and write 30. It might take you a whole week. I've done this with people when they're stuck at five. Oh, I can't think of any more goals. I can't think of any more goals. And it's like, start thinking of things like, I'd like to have dinner at the top of the Eiffel Tower, you know, or anything like that. Or I would like to go for a walk in the New York fall when all the leaves are those beautiful colors. Or, you know, there are a million goals that we have. You don't have to get bogged down in, once you've written it down, oh my goodness, that's the thing I've got to go and do now. It doesn't matter. Just write the goals down and get to at least 30. And then just let it rest. Just sit on it for a week. Then come back to that list and then go through that 30 and then put an A next to the ones, read them through. These are the most important things to me. And then get 10 of those. And then go through and get the 10 Bs, you know, the second most important things. And then go through and write Cs next to the rest. These are the things that you'd like to do, but, you know, they're not really massive goals for you. Like, you know, having a meal at the top of the Eiffel Tower might not be a great big goal for you. Mm-hmm. But having a great relationship would be a huge goal for most people if they haven't got one already. So that's a good way of then drilling down into what are the most important parts of my goals for me. You know, that set of A will then be your priority. These are the goals. And what you usually find on that A list are a few short-term goals, like you want to get a better job or something, or you want to meet the woman or man of your dreams. And you want that to happen as soon as possible because everybody does. But you'll probably find some long-term goals on there. So you might find something like, I want to live in the country in a big house with a farm, or, you know, I want to drive an Audi R8 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a mixture of short and long-term goals on there, and that's okay. But these should be the most important things to you. And again, it doesn't matter if after a month you come back and change them. If after a month you come back and read your goals list and you find actually something on your B list should really be on your A list, that's okay. Swap something over. And gradually, over a period of, you know, days or weeks, you'll come to a point where that A-list really is the most important stuff to you. And then you can start drilling down even further and go, what are my top five? What are my top three? What's my top one? What's the main thing in my life that I'm trying to achieve? And that main one might be 10 years from now, or it might be tomorrow. So everybody's different. So if you ask me about my goals right now, my priority goals right now, are probably looking ahead 3 years. Mm-hmm. But somebody, you know, my next door neighbor's number one goal might be looking ahead to tomorrow. He might be looking for the love of his life or something. So we're all different.
I really like this idea, and I especially like I mentioned earlier, the way that the book is laid out. And we're going to talk about some of those specific ideas per day when we come back after a quick break. We're talking with Stuart Young. The book is How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. We'll be back right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Hey, y'all. A lot of really good shows coming up. If you know someone who has recently been released from prison or is about to be released, or their family and loved ones, let them know about the show, because it's tailored especially for ex-offenders and their families. Kind of unique in that. And we're proud of that here. We've got some great shows as we go in to the spring and then into the summer that are already booked. So be sure you tell somebody about Journey of Hope with Rodney Mather. Okay. Stuart, this is really cool. The book is called How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. How do we find it?
Probably the easiest way for everybody is to find it on Amazon. That's probably the easiest way. My blog is howtochangeyourlife.wordpress.com.
Okay.
But if they want to find the book, Amazon, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time, put my name in, Stuart Young, S-T-U-A-R-T. And they'll find it, and that's it. So under every suggestion, what they probably won't realize just from us talking here is I actually put a description of what I'm talking about there.
Right.
So when I say,
right,
the opportunity today to go and do blah, 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 I then give you an example of how I've done that, or how I've seen somebody else do that, or what I mean by that thing. So it really is a guide. It's really there to help people understand what that exercise that day is. And I don't suggest for a minute that anyone is going to be able to do 365 of these things in a year. It's impossible. But if they read them every day, one of them might, like you said, someone jump out. One mm-hmm. of them might jump out once a month or once a fortnight. And if they go, do you know what, that thing actually, yeah, that resonates with me. I'm going to do that thing today. They never know which one is going to be the catalyst, because I didn't know which one was going to be the catalyst for me. And that's that surprise. That's that excitement.
I got one more question for you. And I've always wondered, I don't know why I don't know this. I'm just not there. What is a fortnight? How long is that?
2 weeks.
It's how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Okay. I hear it on TV and stuff. I'm going to tell my wife. I bet she doesn't know. I learned something she didn't know today. All right, Stuart Young, How to Change Your Life One Day at a Time. Thank you so much for being on the Journey of Hope today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been a good chat.
We'll have another quick break, and we'll be right back after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. From you, you can always get in touch with me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. That's mathersrodney at yahoo.com. You know, if you've got a show idea, if you've run into a situation that you think we haven't covered here, send it on to me and I'll track down a guest and we'll discuss it so that we get all the bases covered so that the people that listen to this show can have a successful reentry. So I'm open to any ideas. That's at mathersrodney@yahoo.com, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Guest today, Stuart Young. Thanks for calling all the way in from London, England. Hey, I wonder who paid for that call. Okay. Stuart, thanks for calling in. Hey, listen, I want to remind you something. If God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.